KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 22 degrees. Winter weather advisories remain in effect for Cass and immediate counties until noon today, and to the far west and southwest until 9 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Most of the roadways in the listening area are partially or completely covered with ice, snow, or slush this morning, so do give yourself plenty of time to make it to your destination, wherever that may be this morning, especially if you're driving kids to and from school. We do have several updates on cancellations and late starts for school districts this morning. Let's run down the list for you now. Starting 2 hours late today is Atlantic, also AHSTW, where there's no morning activities. Audubon schools are 2 hours late today, no morning preschool there. CAM has canceled classes for today. Charter Oak Ute and Coon Rapids Bayard are 2 hours late. There is no school today in Creston or East Mills, Essex, and Fremont Mills. Exira EHK is running 2 hours late this morning. Griswold will be 2 hours late, with parent-teacher conferences still on for this evening. IKM Manning and Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Panorama, Riverside, also Tri-Center, Underwood, West Central Valley, and West Harrison. All those schools are running 2 hours late this morning. Southwest Valley and Stanton have canceled classes for today. Atlantic Head Start has canceled for today, and Southwestern Community College, which had earlier been 2 hours late, has now canceled classes for today. We'll also know St. Paul Preschool and Trainer, no morning preschool there, but they will open up at 10:30. And the YMCA has no morning or noon classes today. Those are some of the latest weather-related announcements here on KJAN. You can find those on our main page, KJAN.com. Look for the Community Hub and then click under Cancellations. Police in Red Oak Monday night arrested a man on an assault charge. 58-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:25 p.m. in the 2000 block of Sunny Slope Drive in Red Oak. Anderson was arrested for simple assault. He was also cited for trespass and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Court records show former Cass County 911 Director Rob Coppert is tentatively scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs on April the 9th with regard to an alleged child pornography charge. Rob Coppert was charged with possession of child pornography after agents were with the FBI, visited his home on Plum Street July 24th, and executed a search warrant. Coppert tendered his resignation that same day. Court records for the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of Iowa alleged that Coppert knowingly possessed one or more matters which contained visual depictions that had been shipped and transported in interstate and foreign commerce by any means, including a computer, the producing such visual depictions having involved the use of a minor or any person under the age of 18 years old, engaging in sexually explicit conduct and said visual depictions of such conduct, and involving a prepubescent minor or a minor who had not attained the age of 12. Coppert had served as a Cass County 911 director since the mid-1990s. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson has reported 4 recent arrests. On Friday, officers arrested 23-year-old Samantha Jensen of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for probation violation, and 23-year-old Justin Patton of Liberal, Kansas, was arrested on 2 counts of interference with official acts, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. On Friday, Atlantic Police arrested 24-year-old Jacob Sweeney of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for probation violation, and 46-year-old Heather Heath of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. All of those subjects were brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in. A woman from Otobolt died from injuries she suffered during a collision Sunday evening in northwest Iowa's Ida County. The State Patrol says 22-year-old Destiny Rain Gritton died after being transported from the scene by helicopter to a hospital. The accident happened around 5:30 p.m. Sunday when the truck driven by Gritton failed to stop at the intersection with County Road L-51 in Ida County. Her truck was struck by a semi driven by 40-year-old Daniel Anderson of Firth, Idaho. Anderson was not injured. Both vehicles came to rest east of the intersection. In our funeral announcements, Paul Lydon, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Paul Lydon will be held today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carl Brandt, age 77, of Henderson, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Carl Brandt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Leonard Lex Wegeman, age 88, of Linden, died Thursday at Adel Acres in Adel. Funeral services for Lex Wegeman will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Evelyn Cadwell, age 95, of Denison, died Friday in Spencer. Funeral services for Evelyn Cadwell will be held Wednesday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Virginia Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died February 9th. A celebration of life for Virginia Schnack will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Knapp, age 44, of Linden, died Thursday. Funeral services for William Knapp will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Darlene Pekin, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Darlene Pekin will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Ann Gettler, age 91, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Gettler will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Inez Reef, age 92, of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Inez Reef will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Donna Mae Dargan, age 82, of Avoca, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. The family will greet friends of Donna Dargan at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca from 6 until 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. A memorial service will be held at a later date. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.